Next on the line is Doug, that wants to talk about a ficus tree in Scottsdale. Welcome, Doug. You're on Rosie on the House. Good morning, sir.
Hey, guys. Good morning. I hope you had a great Christmas and New Year's. I have a giant ficus tree that's growing like a weed, and it's time to have it cut back to get it out of the neighbor's yard. But I know I don't want to do it before the freezes are done. I'm not sure when I should do it.
About mid-February is pretty safe. Valentine's Day, that's kind of our average last freeze day. So if you can get till then, you're pretty good.
Great. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Oh, you're welcome.
Joan is next. Good morning, Joan. How may we help you? Wants to talk about...
About Joanne.
Joanne?
Oh, that's me. Yes.
Go ahead, Joanne.
I have six citrus. The lemon tree is wonderful, but the rest of them are very, very dry. You cannot eat the citrus that comes off of them.
And what are they? Oranges, grapefruits?
Right.
Right, all of them.
You name it, we have it.
And they're all that way. Have they always been that way?
No, just the last 2 years, last year and this year.
Hmm.
We water them, we fertilize them, we do everything exactly the same.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. The lemons are wonderful, but all the rest are very, very dry.
Well, dryness can be caused by a number of things. You know, freezing will cause them to be dry. Of course, you know, I don't think we've gotten cold enough to have done that. And you haven't changed the way you water or how you water or the...
No, it's all set up. It all runs. This time of the year, we always cut back. But during the spring, summer, fall, it's always watered the same.
Well, something's changed. You might try... The watering now wouldn't make any difference. It's the watering in the summertime, especially, that when those fruits are developing and sizing up, that would cause that to get, you know, to have an effect. I would just have to believe that as the trees have gotten bigger and maybe there's more fruit on the trees, the watering requirements have increased to the point where maybe you just need to water more. Lemons ripen a lot earlier. Perhaps they're taking advantage of that. It's not affecting them as much as it is the other fruit. So I would still recommend in summertime, not any other time of year, but in the summer, especially that, you know, we've had couple of three pretty hot summers the last, and I think this summer, as much as anything, it stayed, you know, August was so hot that I think that had a real adverse effect on a lot of plants. When things, the days are getting shorter and things are supposed to be cooling off a bit, we had that peak, that spike of temperatures in August, that 117 degree day or whatever it was in August, that really had an adverse effect on a lot of those things.
She hasn't changed anything she's done. The weather was just different the last time.
Well, and that's it. I mean, if the weather's different, you need to change. So you've got to respond to, you know, the climatic conditions and the environmental conditions that you're with. That's farming.
Out of curiosity, where would you go to find, if there was any kind, like with the Ag Department, the Farm Bureau, how many drops of water or gallons of water does one citrus fruit take?
Oh, boy. You know, that might be more of the citrus industry. You know, you might even, you know, look, go to...
Citrus Growers Association or something?
Yeah, something like that. You know, although the Maricopa County Extension, or they do have a citrus experimental, you know, farm, they might actually have that information, being that, you know, this is a citrus state, and so they might have some information on that, on citrus.
Shucks, I got an experimental garden at my house.
Yeah.
Shucks.
Experimental, huh?
It's very experimental.
Can I ask a follow-up question for Paul, you silly guys? He heard the question about fertilizer, and he was going to listen and take Jay's advice. He has rye. He's gonna, you know, going into Bermuda in the summer. He went out to get his fertilizer out of the cupboard and realized he had three different kinds. Which kind do you use for the ryegrass? Well, he wanted the numbers, you know.
Well, the best one for ryegrass is a fertilizer that's, the analysis is 21714. It's called Turf Royale. The most important part of that, though, is that 21, which is the nitrogen, is that a amount of that is made up by nitrate. nitrogen, which makes it much more available to the plant in colder weather. So he wants to make sure he has some nitrate nitrogen as part of the nitrogen. 21714 is the analysis that a product called Turf Royale uses, and they use nitrate nitrogen as part of their nitrogen base.
Now, could you get all that reading the label about how much
yes.
nitrate is on the 21?
You very much should and can be able to get that, yes.
Okay. Interesting.
Yeah.
Quick recap. We got about a minute left for the garden hour. We have a rose. I know.
Well, rose pruning time, deciduous fruit tree pruning time coming up.
Rose clinic coming
in 2 weeks on the 16th at our Scottsdale location on Hayden, just south of Thomas, 10 o'clock. Bring a chair. Time to, you know, pre-emergent. If we've got upcoming rains coming, if El Nino thing happens, why we want to make sure we've got pre-emergent down to inhibit the amount of weeds that will sprout due to moisture. Great time to fertilize ahead of the rains, especially the winter lawns, as we just talked about. So, yeah, lots going on, lots to do. It's the holidays are over.